a nearly 90-year-old youth camp nestled in the woods and the hilly glacial landscape of northern Chippewa County is the classic summer camp setting that's made Boys and Girl Scout memories for generations. Camp Nawakwa is derived from the Ojibwe language, meaning in the middle of the woods. It has the rustic log cabins and the main dining lodge, or what we fondly refer to as the mess hall. It's surrounded by miles of hiking trails with access to the Ice Age Trail and on the shores of Picnic Lake. But the camp, which is now run by a nonprofit group, is showing signs of age. The chalet lodge is poorly insulated and it lacks energy-efficient upgrades. The camp wants to reduce its reliance on fossil fuels, all the while educating campers about renewable energy. Now, three students from Chippewa Falls High School have made it their mission to bring solar power to Camp Nawakwa and take it into the 21st century. They call themselves the Green Team, and I met up with them recently at a solar storytelling festival in Deerfield called Soulstock. The teens presented a slide deck with their energy plan for the camp, and they competed against other solar projects for a grand prize of 20 panels. Senior Zoe Eckright talks about how the Green Team came to be.
We started as sophomores in high school, and we have an independent study at our school that we get allotted time to work on different projects. And there was actually a Green Team that there was before us too, but they graduated, so we kind of took over their role. But it's really nice because we have an integrated time in our school day, which is really nice that the school district allows us to have that, because we've been able to do a lot of cool projects. And then we have our school's environmental club too. So we really just look for different community projects that align with what we like to do.
Another member of the Green Team, Ellie Crosby, says Camp Nawakwa is their main focus. They completed an energy audit of the camp. Spreadsheets show how to fix the problems and how much money they need to raise. Now the teens are trying to make the solar panels a reality. Ultimately, one day they want the lodge to be off the grid.
And we are looking to put solar panels on their building. And then this summer we will teach hands-on energy lessons to the campers there. And then our project for the next school year, hopefully we'll have it completed by the end of next year, is to upgrade and insulate and have get some new appliances in their main building there so that it is a more efficient, greener, and a more educational place for the kids.
Throughout the project, the Green Team has developed valuable skills like learning how to write successful grants. And they're not intimidated by what they don't know how to do. Here's Ellie again.
Honestly, it's not as bad as it seems. There's some pretty clear outlines that you get with grants for what they're looking for and what they need. So you just fill out all of that, and it's like an application process first. And then sometimes it really helps if you contact the granting agency and ask them questions, and just if you look at other examples, there's a lot of tools that you can use to be a better grant writer and a successful one at that.
The teens realized they needed aerial views of the lodge to develop a plan for how to arrange 44 solar panels on its roof. So the Green Team got their drone licenses. Here's senior Chloe Johnson.
So during last summer, we got our FFA 107 license, and it was kind of it wasn't that complicated of a process, but we took an online class it was 40 hours, and it was just talking about the processes. It's not just about learning how to fly the drones, it's looking at maps and stuff. And with the drones, we have got Scanify certified, which is software that will map solar panels, the array on the building. So right now with Camp Nawakwa, we originally used Scanify. We flew the drone up to do a circ orbit around the chalet, which is the main building we're putting the solar panels on, to map out what the project would look like in the future.
As the teens described their vision for Camp Nawakwa, their advisor, physics teacher Nick Gagnon, stands nearby taking pictures to document this moment. Gagnon says this environmental study course started 5 years ago, and now Chippewa Falls High School allows the students to earn credit for their projects.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is such a great learning experience. And it's interesting because the first Green Team, now they're all in college, and they kind of spread all over the country, actually. But they're using those skills now to get jobs. So they're already, they're freshmen in college, but they have grant writing. They've got their drone pilot's license. They've got, you know, they have all this learning experience already that most people don't have even at the end of college. So, yeah.
It is just so incredible. And they're so passionate about it.
Yes.
That is huge, too.
And that helps. And that makes all the difference, right? Because when you're writing grants and speaking to people, if you are passionate about it, then it really shows.
How could this get rooted at other schools? How do you see this applying it in a larger scope for other schools?
Well, I hope not too many do it because then we're competing with the same grant money. But no, in all seriousness, I think that it has to be a commitment probably on the school district and the school boards, sort of giving kids freedom to do this over a two-year time period and to get credit for it. I don't know if a lot of school districts are willing to do that. So I think we're lucky that our district said yes. Essentially, we are willing to recognize this as credit, but I think it's clear the amount of work and time they put into this is way more than any class that they do. Way more. I mean, they're traveling, you know, this weekend, you know, for example, Ellie's boyfriend's graduating and she missed his graduation to be here. And, you know, that's like a huge commitment on their part. So, so the kids are willing to do that though, and because they're passionate about it, so that makes a huge difference. So.
The sun is setting, and the Soulstock Festival is wrapping up. It's time for the awards ceremony to recognize the projects vying for solar panels. Ellie, Zoe, and Chloe look on nervously because if they win the grand prize, it means they can complete the solar array for Camp Nawakwa. A representative from Soulstock begins the ceremony under a pavilion that has a roof made completely of, you guessed it, solar panels.
So these teams came out tonight to share their enthusiasm and their inspiration with all of us. And I think that no matter the results of the voting, they all did an outstanding job. Let's give them a round of applause. And in third place, the Nature Place. Thank you very much. Okay, and the second runner-up is the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps. And our grand prize winner is the Chippewa Falls High School. All right, congratulations, everyone.
I'm like chuckling because I'm like, Ellie's crying. Ellie's crying. All right, how does it feel?
Amazing.
Awesome. It was really unexpected. I didn't think it was, I don't know. It was awesome. I'm so excited for the camp.
It's just like, it's very exciting because like we started this project like 8 months ago. And at the beginning we were like losing a little hope because it was like stressful to try to find funding. And now we're like so, so close to like actually getting the solar panels on the camp. And we were just so happy.
This camp will be changed forever because of you.
I mean, like, I was talking to Chloe and Ellie earlier, like, sometimes I think we forget, like, how much we're actually doing because we're so focused on just, like, we need to get this done. Like, it's, like, a class in our school day. And then, like, I guess today I've really taken time to, like, step back and, like, realize that, like, we're genuinely, like, making an impact. And, like, I know Miss Jasper, she's, like, she's, like, the vice president of the camp. Like, how much she appreciates us every single time that we, like, talk to her. So it just feels really nice.
I never imagined this much growth. We ran into so many roadblocks at the beginning of the year looking for a project, running into so many funding issues and looking everywhere and just feeling like we couldn't get to the next step. And yeah, really discouraging. And then in the last like 5-6 months, we've worked super hard to get solar on the camp. And now we're just excited to finish the project and to have the legacy of sustainable energy there.
That is Ellie Crosby, Zoe Eckright, and Chloe Johnson of Chippewa Falls High School. They are the green team. And earlier this summer, we watched them win the final piece of their project to bring solar power to Camp Nawakwa in Cornell, Wisconsin. They aim to reduce its reliance on fossil fuels while educating campers about renewable energy. And the green team, they've just returned from Washington, D.C., where they accepted an award from the National Energy Education Development Project at its annual Youth Energy Conference. And now the teens, they will start teaching environmental classes at Camp Nawakwa. And those 44 solar panels are expected to be installed before the summer ends. Thanks to Mackenzie Crummy for field reporting on the story and Tyler Ditter for sound design. And a note, the Cool Yard Solar Foundation created this solar panel storytelling contest and put on the fourth annual Solstock Festival in Deerfield. The foundation is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Soak up the sun.